Peace Machine, Preface. Sometimes you find some methods, but the important thing is how you use these methods. Everybody worries about the war, and the whole world does his or her best to keep the world in the peace. I have found a method by which you can make a signal and destroy enemies' military objects without any explosion. By using this system, you can stop an object in the sky, on or in the water and on the yard without any explosion. By suing the same system but with lower frequency, you can even stop the soldiers. Because I am a peaceful woman, I have decided to gather these methods in a machine, like Peace Machine. This machine can stop the war, which means a weapon against weapons. Definition: the Peace Machine, as anybody can understand, is a machine by which you can stop the war. This machine has many systems, which are useful for another machines or systems. The systems in this machine can be used in any way, but what I wish is using my programs, proposals and systems in human way. The special signal or signals, by which you fly everywhere without be seen in any radar system, are very dangerous, but why not use them in order to defense, in the real meaning defense, which is protecting a country from enemies. It is not art if you keep a country safety by using the weapon, it is art doing that by destroying the weapons. This machine has some consequences, especially on the weapon industry. But why not the weapon industry invests for such a machine? The whole cost for manufacturing of this machine is not the same as cost for manufacturing of a tank with all the bombs. This means that you can save huge money with this machine, which can be used in the whole society. The method is tracking a signal and destroy it. This method is going to be used on awfully objects in the sky, on the yard and on, in the water to be destroyed without any explosion. By using the same method but with weak signal, you can even stop the soldiers without killing them. As you understand, the whole world wants and likes such a machine which can save the world's safety. I have found a method by which you can find the signals hidden in the radar system. There is such signal, which is only going to be used for steering of this machine. P.S. I have even thought to another method, which can turn back the missile to the bad guys who don't give up. But it can be dangerous and I am not ready with that either. Function: the machine is designed which looks like a parabola. It has a rotating bottom, which has been dialed into six sections and which can be raised. There is an antenna in its center, which is coupled to a motor. This antenna has 20 items tracking signal givers. By using a program, the signals can be recognized, via its frequency, speed, position and direction. The program finds a proper signal, which is going to shot the object with a very high energy. This deactivating signal is going to be sent to one of 20 nozzles. You can also track a signal and make a deactivating signal by each 20 nozzles, too, which has already taken the position and direction. Also, the machine can take care of 20 objects at the same moment. The shooting process is dialed into two steps. The first one is sending an injector and after a deactivating signal. This causes a shock in the system and the object loses its function. The whole process has been counted and happens in only 2 minutes. For a plane, can pilot save himself or herself via emergency exit? The tank should have equipped with masks for eventually smoke. The passengers are going to be affected infinitely. I haven't proved my process on the ship or U-boats yet, but the theory is the same. In order to stop missiles in the water, due to heavier medium, defecation angle and the power of absorption, the machine is going to send a signal with very high energy. Observe that U-boats can be recognized, not only via radio waves, but also via infrared waves. For deactivating of missiles, I have used the same method on the steering system. It can be completed also with deactivating of its navigation too. The whole process can be done via a computer and a main program and 4 or 5 sub-programs. The navigation and steering is going to be done via a separately computer and programs, which can be controlled with long-distance steering. Shell: the shell contains of 2 shells, inner and outer shell, which are connected together with U-beams. In order to steering, navigation and stabilization, the outer shell is designed as a meshed shell with 3 parts, each. Each part has 8 items plates which are rotatable and can be used as rudder and stabilization. In order to make the piece machine not heavy and decrease the cost, I have used a simple material for shell. In order to decrease high energies over the shell at takeoff and also going the spaceship through from atmosphere to the vacuum, it appears a shield surrounds the spaceship as protections against any eventually damages. This shield is going to disappear in the vacuum. Motor. The motor, which should make the whole process and function, is a direct current motor. This motor has enough capacity to drive the antennas, nozzles, 3 computers and the whole electrical transmission. I have used a new system or a new process, which I have called the exchanger, for charging this motor as power supply. Engine. The engine is a rocket engine, on 100-ton takeoff, which is going to be used for lift and flight of the machine to the vacuum. The piece machine is going to loose this engine in the vacuum. The main engine is 4 items compact turbofan jet, see further in Project Compact Engine, under Done Projects in my website. In order to get better stabilization at vertical takeoff, I have designed the exhaust pipe so that the spaceship can fly in any direction easily via simple design of valves. Nozzle and antenna. The shape of this machine is designed so that it looks like a parabola. It has a rotating bottom, dialed in sex section, which can be raised and coupled to a flange, on which there are 20 items antenna installed. The antenna and nozzle has been designed as the same as one item. The antenna part's function is tracking a signal, via only a direct current motor. It has a spherical motion too, which means that it can shoot the objects in any direction. The nozzle steering and shooting process are going to be done via main program. The whole bottom and antenna works as peeling system, which steers with the peeling program. At the same moment an antenna track a signal and its direction, which sends to a steering program. This program sends the necessary signal, via the nozzle part, corresponding each weapon in order to deactivate it. Observe that we can use the same principle parameter analysis, by generating in the spherical coordinate system. Navigation and steering. The navigation system is the same navigation I have found or used for my flying car. This navigation system is based on a coded system for different addresses, which has been done in C++ coupled to Java. The difference between this navigation and that one in the flying car, is the capacity or the items of addresses. The navigation program in piece machine is going to be reduced to only those addresses for the forbidden or sensitive places, especially for the boundaries of a country. The steering program, which is the same as the autopilot, is coupled to the navigation. According to the shape of the piece machine, this steering program is different from that one in my flying car, but it can be reinforced from the control base. Observe that the usual navigation and autopilot system can also be used on piece machine. Navigation. The navigation method is based on a coded system in the radar system. These codes is based on the direction and distance from the North Pole. The Java program is based on the country names, which has a hidden code. Under each country name you can find the country boundary and the sensitive places. In C++ program you can calculate the distance and direction and return a code to the navigation gyro. At start, you choose the base address where the spaceship is. Then you can choose the target. In order to remove the spaceship from one place to another one, you can choose only the target place from the base. This means that the spaceship can be steered or navigate with reinforced navigation. For this reason the spaceship has a simple satellite, which is only in communication with the base's radar system. This design is due to reduce the deviation compared to that navigation via GPS satellite. This program is installed on a computer, which is going to be replaced in the piece machine and in communication to the radar system. Satellite. See Project Satellite, under Done Projects in my website. In order to have an independent navigation of piece machine without any usage of another usual satellite, I have used a navigation satellite at the top of piece machine instead of the radar part 1. The purpose of using this satellite is better communication with the base. In order to develop the process in Peace Machine, we can easily use unusual communication program, which communicate with the base if necessary. This means you can cover this communication from the other satellite and uncover it if necessary. You can put or get files, codes, in each computer in order to develop your process and the functions, by using a proper program written by C. This satellite is simple and the most important parts in this are solar, earth and inertia sensors. According to the relation between the spaceship, the Earth and the Sun, especially that the spaceship's position over the Earth is almost fixed position, you need only use the restricted two bodies problem. Due to the motion of the spaceship in different places, the Kepler's third law is useful. The most important function in this satellite is navigation and communication with the radar system in the base. Steering. The steering program contains of two programs. Digital program for mechanical steering of the spaceship and C program for navigation gyro. In digital program, after choosing the target via the Java program, the spaceship is going to be started via a signal through the electrical box to the DC motor, which prepares the vertical takeoff. This means that the plates at the top of spaceship are going to be raised at the same moment the bottom of the spaceship. Another signal is going to be sent to the engine, which started and the spaceship is going to get a vertical takeoff. A downloading counter for height from 12,000 km minus 0 km is going to be started. In the height up to 5,000 km, the plates in the middle of spaceship are going to be risen, which prepare for the horizontal takeoff too. In order to direction of horizontal takeoff, the exhaust pipe is designed for both X or Y direction. For this reason, the plates in the middle and in the lower place of the spaceship, which are connected to the required direction, are going to be raised. I should note that those plates in the lower level of spaceship are due to the stabilization and leaning of the spaceship. A turbo system is going to be started, which give the spaceship the required acceleration for horizontal takeoff. At the same moment, a downloading counter for distance is going to be started. When the spaceship is in the 12,000 km, the plates at the top of the spaceship are going to raise down. The spaceship continues with its horizontal takeoff to the target in the space. I should note that the steering can be reinforced via long-distance steering. Wave method. As the same as there are a lot of refuse wire signal or signal wire method in micro radio wave, we can also use this method in order to get a combined signal wire in radar system combined with few defined signal due to military sensors. This wave is going to be sent in any country in order to find all their military places, even their secret places. The reason is to keep those places better under control by using my robot in those places, which has an especial signal against macro motions. This means that each time the enemies won't begin to react, you can deactivate their weapons, like military plane or tanks and so on, in the same place. Operation. The whole steering and navigation is the same as for unmanned ship, that is long distance steering. 1. Press the on key, which makes that the computer 1, lights and the DC motor are activated. This follows by a question on a computer screen in the base. 2. Choose the address, which is designed via a register with an elector. The addresses are already coded based on distance and direction. A code appears on the computer screen. 3. Insert the code and press OK, which sends directly a signal via long distance method to computer 1 in the ship. It follows by activating of computer 2. 4. Press the lighted start engine key. The delayed time until the engine is at top evolution is 60s. 5. Press the lighted vertical takeoff key. By this, the plates at the top of the shell are activated, which are going to take the same position it should do. The height clock is going to count down. When it is at the required height, the key for horizontal takeoff is going to be lighted. This follows that the cylinder for bottom plate is going to be activated. When the bottom is raised, the cog begins to rotate. 6. Press the lighted horizontal takeoff key. By this, the valves for exhaust pipes are activated, which turns the exhaust pipes 90 degrees. Observe that the pipes are designed so that they can turn in X or Y direction, at the same moment the distance clock is going to count down. The plates in the middle of the shell are going to take that position they should do. The plates at the lowest part of the shell, which are functioning as stabilization and rudder, is going to be activated and take the required position. When the ship is in the required height, the key for autopilot is going to be lighted. 7. Press the lighted autopilot key. Control the shown distance, time and velocity on the computer screen. The gyro function and motion is coupled to the navigation program 2. Now the computer 3 is going to be activated. When the ship is nearly the target, the computer send a sound signal to the base. It follows by slowing down the velocity until the ship is over the target. The ship continues float in the air. Observe that the whole steering process is reinforced form the base. 8. Press now the lighted process key. By this the antenna foundation shoots down and each antenna begins to rotate. The processes exchanger, peeling and nozzle are going to be activated. Process. The process and function in the piece machine is based on a main program, which contains of 4 sub-programs. With main program can you start the machine, lift it and fly to that position it wishes. The sub-programs are for peeling, exchanger, neutralization and nozzle. These programs are written in C, Xilinx, Microprocess 6809, Onodig and MATLAB. The system process is based on main program, which contains a few sub-programs. The process works as shown in flowchart. By using the long distance steering, the machine starts via a maneuver panel at the base. The engine together with an electrical or DC motor starts. Insert the address or the position of machine by using the navigation, steering and autopilot program. Lift the machine by using the keys on the maneuver panel and fly the machine to the required height level, then press the autopilot key. Observe that the autopilot process can be reinforced. Exchanger and the engine can supply the DC motor, which maintains 3 computers. The antennas, nozzles and the bottom plate's motion can be supplied via the DC motor. When the machine is in the required position, press the process start key. By this key the bottom plate begin raising and rotating while the antenna fundament begins expanding out. The peeling program starts by which you can track a signal, which means that find an object and identify its position, signal and frequency and send it to the exchanger and neutralization program. A free nozzle gets the same position and direction as an antenna in the same time it has found an object. The nozzle and antenna have the same motion and direction until the shooting process is completed. In the exchanger program turns the energy of the received signal into an electrical one. This electrical energy charges the DC motor, which is coupled to an amplifier. For better result there is a measurement instrument by which the frequency can be read. The identified frequency from the received signal by peeling process is going to be used in neutralization program, where the proper injection and deactivation code is going to be sent to the nozzle program and to the nozzle via an amplifier for shooting to the object. The machine can take care of 20 objects at the same moment. Tracking. Contains the peeling program and autogyro for the antenna, which are written in C and digital programs Xilinx and microprocessor base 6809. Peeling program is a usual program for tracking a signal, which means that find an object and identify its signal and frequency. The output parameters are, R equals the range of received signal Q, J equals the direction of received signal C equals the velocity of received signal T equals the time of received signal. These parameters are going to be used as input for the other 2 programs. Shooting is the neutralization process where the identified frequency and energy from the received signal is going to be used as frequencies for 2 another stronger signals, which I have called injector and deactivator. The injector signal is a negative signal while the deactivator is the positive one. These 2 signals send directly to a nozzle via an amplifier, which shoots to the object. Note 1, before I develop this system for gathering my methods in a machine, We have done a lot of proving on different type of military objects. For each type of object, we have found few signals, which deactivate the objects. These signals, as codes, are available and are saved in two files as input file for nozzle program. Because of this, we can also install the whole or the part of the process on proper instruments. Missiles and rockets. In order to deactivate a missiles or rocket, there are two different signals are available. One the steering of the missiles and the other its navigation. The most important part in each missile or rocket is its steering. After tracking a missile or rocket via antenna, a signal is going to be sent to the C program via a digital one, where sends two proper signal back to the nozzle via the digital one, after few calculation. This makes the object be deactivated without any explosion. Human. In order to stop the enemy's soldiers, there is one signal on human, which make them unconscious during 4-5 hours. This method is based on the feelings around the heart and the brain. Turn back method. In order to keep you safe from the enemy's missiles and rockets, I have thought that send them back to enemy's base, by using very simple method. This method is based on the navigation of these objects, because of its navigation sensors. By sending few other navigation signals, successively with 10 degrees diffraction, or also using another navigation address, that address the missile or rockets have been sent, it can be turned back to the enemy. Plane and tanks. In order to deactivate a military plane, there are two different signals is going to be used. One, as injector, and the another one as deactivation. On the military plane, the steering and the navigation are two important factors. On the tanks, the steering and process are two important factors. After tracking the military plane, the antenna sends a signal to the C program via a digital one, where sends two proper signal back to the nozzle via the digital one, after few calculations. In order to differ the civil plane from the military one, the tracking process for plane is based on the sensor. This makes that the object be deactivated without any explosion. After tracking the military tanks, the antenna sends a signal to the C program via a digital one, where sends two proper signal back to the nozzle via the digital one, after few calculations. The tracking process for tanks is based on the motion and the sensor. This makes that the object be deactivated without any explosion. Ships and U-boats. In order to deactivate a military ship or U-boat, there are two different signals are going to be useful. One, as injector, and the other one, as deactivator. On the military ship, the steering, process, and the navigation are three important factors. After tracking the military ship, the antenna sends a signal to the C program via a digital one, where sends two proper signal back to the nozzle via the digital one, after few calculations. In order to differ the civil ship from the military one, the tracking process for military ship is based on its radar system. This makes that the object lose its function without any explosion. After tracking the military U-boat, the antenna sends a signal to the C program via a digital one, where sends two proper signal back to the nozzle via the digital one, after few calculations. Note that all the missiles or rockets from the military ship and U-boat are going to be deactivated, even in the sea.